This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
His name is Don Vitale. Good morning, Don. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. Best day of my life.
Great to have you here. He's a professional musician. He, of course, is a Vietnam-era veteran. Thank you very much, sir, for serving. Songwriter, author, accomplished cook. That's right up my alley, man. Mm. I mean, I like to eat. I don't like to cook. Missionary since 2008, co-founder Loaves and Fishes Global. He attends a High Point Community Church since 1977.
27.
And he's just... Pardon me?
97.
Yeah, 97. 19. What did I say?
I'm not that old.
Did I say 57? Just completed the Psalm Spinner, a commentary on five books of the Psalms. This should be very interesting. Also, currently writing an inspirational study on the Sermon on the Mount. And he is about to become involved with, of course, eradicating child slavery. Have you seen the movie yet, The Sound of Freedom?
I have, sir. Tuesday with my wife.
Okay, what did you think?
Thought a lot of things. Pretty much in everything that that we do with our lives right now centers on God's will. And we're involved right now with a lot of different things that I'm sure we'll talk about today at your discretion. But just having this movie presented very plainly and I might say very, very artfully. They did a wonderful job with the entire movie. Jim Caviezel, magnificent actor. Script was amazing. Lighting of the film was amazing. Just from the viewpoint of a cinephile, I've been watching music movies for quite some time. It was a great movie in and of itself, standalone. But the message was so powerful. And I think the more people that see it are made aware of this horrific travesty that's going on in our world today. As they said, our children can't be bought. Our children can no longer be bought. And that's something that action needs to be taken.
Well, I don't think anybody knows how bad it's gotten. I know Sheriff Lohr had told me that a few years back there had been a sex ring snafu here in Vero Beach, Florida. It's a little seaside village of Vero Beach, Florida. And now these same goons that were selling drugs all these years, they realize they can sell a bag of cocaine once, but they can they can sell a child into slavery again, mm-hmm. every day, again and again and again and again. It's a $150 billion a year industry. What are we going to do? I sure hope, because the Lord does say, if you see evil and do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. Yeah. If you see evil and attempt to correct it, though you fail, the blood will not be on your hands. So everybody is called to action. Right, Don?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I listened to your podcast yesterday with Lynn Barletta. Yes. I'm sorry. And if anybody asks me what they can do to help with this situation, I am going to direct them straight to her. I, Lynn, if you're listening, I apologize, but we need our armies bulked up here. So, she's done the legwork, she's done the heavy lifting, based on her contacts and what she's doing. I understand at Pastor Trevor Banks' church this coming Saturday, from 4 to 6, she's having an open forum seminar something at Pastor Banks' church. I'm planning to attend with my wife. And I got a feeling that, on the agenda is just, what are you going to do about it? Okay.
Sure. Sure. I will tell you this, since we're live right now, but we are recording, and this will go into the library, which is on demand at the podcast forever. Could be 20 years from now. So we try to stay away from specific dates of things that are occurring, if that's okay. I just wanted to, it's okay. It doesn't ruin it or anything, but it's just, people get confused a little bit.
And I heard her this yesterday, and I heard it, and I promptly forgot about it.
That's all right. I can remember. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, I know what you're talking about. So
I stopped to think a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot to start again. So that's my excuse.
Here's what I want to know before we talk about the Psalm Spinner, a commentary on the five books of the Psalms, and you're currently writing an inspirational study on the Sermon on the Mount. Both of these are of great interest to a seasoned Christian. Anyway, it's going to be deep, I guess. So how did Don Vitale? Am I pronouncing it right? By the way,
yes,
is it Vitale?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Vitale, which is Italian, I presume.
Sicilian.
Okay, Sicilian. Hey, my aunt was 100% Sicilian. I just lost her, a dedicated Catholic lady. Mm-hmm. I presume you were brought up Catholic.
I was. I'm a recovering Catholic.
That's right, a recovering Catholic. You know, there's a lot of people that love the Lord in the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, I attended a Catholic church twice up here already, and I tell you what, the Lord is the Lord, and
amen.
There's people in every church that don't know the Lord, and there's people in every church that do know the Lord, and that's up for the Lord to decide who it is. But I tell you what, the Holy Spirit is alive in non-denominational churches and very much alive in the Catholic Church, and so everybody, we don't know what God's going to do. Man tries to create, you know, boundaries and religions, and God's saying, "Oy vey, they're going to come one day and kill you in my name, thinking they're doing my will." Remember,
that's it. Man makes plans. Man makes plans, and God sits back and laughs.
So I want to know, how did you come to know the Lord?
Oh wow! Definitely in 1992, I attended a church in Port St. Lucie. With my now late wife and son, and there was a pastor that was preaching, and you know, I don't have to explain this to any other Christian, but you know how you hear scripture, you hear different verses throughout your life, and you go yeah, and then all of a sudden you heard it that one more time, and it's like ding, the light starts going off. And the pastor was talking about forgiveness and mercy. And he said, "You realize that for all of the sins that you've ever committed, that all of the sins that are in your life right now, and that are all the sins that you will ever, ever do until you take your last breath, are forgiven." I heard that. And it was like my brain started spinning around. I could not get the idea that Jesus did that for me. And he did it for everybody else, too. When that sunk home, when that arrow hit, I got it. And ever since then, everything has been clarified. And it's still being clarified, okay? But that was October of 1992.
Wow. Yeah, I had a similar thing with Billy Graham.
I was wearing blue socks at the time, too, so I remember.
What that has to do with it. But I had the same thing with Billy Graham. I was listening to him on the radio, and it just sunk in, like everything you've done in the past can be clipped, like cans that are tied to your waist by strings, and they can all be clipped, and you can get rid of the past. And it was like, wow, that's quite a concept. If people out there running around, it's like with these people that are doing this child sex sales, or whatever you call it.
Right.
Child, what do you call it? What are we talking about?
It's slavery. It's child slavery and everything.
I got an inspiration yesterday from the Lord. I'm very, very hateful towards these men, mostly men and women, that are doing this. And then all of a sudden I realized, well, they can not only can the children be emancipated and have their and know the sound of freedom, but also that these people could actually come to their senses,
absolutely,
by a miracle of God, and repent and join the kingdom of God. And so everybody has a chance to be saved while they're still breathing.
If I can one up you, sir, if you don't mind,
please.
Please. I was praying along those same lines this morning. And I said, I'm going to direct my prayers at the true sources, the top two sources. Number one, it's the devil. And I'm going to use God's word to come against the devil, because I know he's running scared. I know he realizes that his time is almost over. And when it comes down to it, he's thrown everything that ain't bolted down. He's thrown a kitchen sink. He's thrown this child slavery around, just as a last-ditch effort. And that's what I truly believe, okay? And next in the line, the one that is the actual perpetrator of it. These are the guys that are making the big bucks. They are the wheelers and the dealers. They are the ones that are making, you know, abducting these children from all kinds of ways. The entire social internet, how it plies these kids with promises, and it makes and it confuses them, and it puts a cloud of fear over them. Okay, so that they're easy prey or easier prey. Let me put it that way. But I pray for those people, the perpetrators, the multimillionaires that are making a killing. I pray for them, and I pray that the Holy Spirit descends directly into their cold heart and warms it up and brings it back around to what God had truly intended them to be. That's my prayer.
Well, it can happen. I this past year, I met a guy from the cartel, formerly in the cartel. He had five girlfriends and a wife, and he was swimming in the ocean down in Miami, and there was this Christian-Canadian couple, and I don't know why he started to tell them about all his complaints and how horrible his life was, and he wasn't happy, and they invited him back up into his motel room, and they led him in a prayer to Jesus. He believed. He got born again. Wow. He left the cartel, and he's written a book. They're maybe going to make it into a movie, but I tell you what, people can come to their
absolutely
senses, but by the power of the holiness of God.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. I knew a man so rich one time. I knew a man so rich that all he had was money.
I know, and believe me, it's taken 70 years of living to know that.
Yep.
I absolutely know what you mean.
Yep.
The poverty, I call it, I might write a book on it one day called The Poverty of Wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing
that's
is
good.
People don't know to spend all their lives just accumulating that. But so how did you come to know the Lord? I mean, you were who brought you to a saving? I mean, you were a Catholic, and then what?
No. At that time, I was attending, and this is kind of a longer story, but I'll try to cut it brief. The same study guides that my son was doing in Palm Beach, where we moved from the Abeka system. It was part of the academic system. The same one that we had him enrolled in a school, Christian school down in West Palm Beach. When we moved up to Port St. Lucie, there was a church less than a mile away from us that had a school.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Just one moment with you gives me all I need. Just one moment with you gives me all I need. Just one moment with you gives me all I need. Just one moment.